And I have a special guest in the studio. Rich Bauman is a folk singer, storyteller, songwriter, and teacher. He's also a multi-instrumentalist, playing guitar, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and auto harp, among others. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.
I see you brought a guitar with you today. Is that your primary instrument?
Well, it is today.
Do you write songs on the guitar?
I do. And I write songs with other people. And especially I like writing with kids a whole lot.
I noticed that you have, if you look at your gig schedule, it's very busy for one thing, but you make an awful lot of appearances in schools and school systems and libraries and things like that for children's programs.
Well, I always hope for more and more schools because I really like doing that. And any direction that I'm going, I start by calling the Montessori schools because I've been very well accepted in that circle.
What do you do with kids?
What do I do? Well, I sing a lot of fun songs, and then I try and sneak in some self-esteem-type messages along the way.
That's always helpful. What kind of... why don't we start with some music? What would you typically sing?
Okay, well, I've been working with the Greenway Crossing Montessori School in Madison, Wisconsin, for the last 5 years. And so I've had about 100 sessions with kids, all the way from kids who are pulling themselves up my pants leg to touch my guitar and standing up for the first time in front of me to kids that are 11 and 12 years old.
That's a pretty broad range.
One of the girls came up to me in the fall and she said, "Mr. Rich, when are we going to write a song?" I said, "We're going to write a song right now. What do you like to do in the fall?" What do you think she said? She said, "Jumping in the leaves." I asked another kid, "What do you like to do in the fall?" And he said, "Pumpkin pie." Mom is in the kitchen, rolling out the dough, stirring in the spices in the oven. It goes, "Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said, "No, waiting for pumpkin pie." "Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said, "No." "Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said, "No." "Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said,
"No.
We're waiting for pumpkin pie." She said, "Go outside and rake some leaves. Up in the sky, there's birds on the breeze. Look up there at the squirrels in the trees. We're waiting for pumpkin pie." "Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said, "No."
"No."
"Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said,
"No."
"Is it ready? Is it ready yet?" Mama said,
"No.
We're waiting for pumpkin pie." So we're jumping in the leaf pot, spread them all around, rake them back up in a pile on the ground, running around, and we're singing our song, and we're waiting for pumpkin pie. We're waiting for pumpkin pie.
You already got a smile on my face and got me already participating, and I imagine the kids just love that kind of thing.
Yeah, that song has proved to have universal appeal from very, very young kids all the way up to very, very old people.
Now, how do you discover the schools, or do they discover you?
I have created my entire career, other than the time I spent singing on State Street, sitting at my telephone, calling places. Early on, I bought a couple of lists from Quality Assurance to call places, and I found 2,000 nursing homes and 4,000 assisted living homes, complete with their telephone numbers on that list back in the early 80s. And now I can type it into Google and find that for any place in the country. And so any direction I'm going, I type the name of the city and Erie, Pennsylvania, Montessori schools or childcare or nursing homes. And in no time at all, my old beige Macintosh still dials my telephone and maintains a 5,000 listing database of places that I've called or mean to call.
Well, you almost have to be the business end of things when you're a folk singer. It looks like you do a lot of programs in libraries as well.
I do my best to get to libraries. They're really my bread and butter. And I was in Monroe, Wisconsin, when the subject, and they have a summer subject, a summer reading subject. And several years ago, it was Be Creative at the Library, and so I set up a songwriting program where we did an hour seminar before the show. And we had 15 participants, and I had some creativity exercises, and I had a whole list of backup subjects to draw from a hat in case we got stuck or if we weren't moving in a direction. And before long, there was 15 kids, and there was five different subjects, and so I let them gravitate in groups of three, And suddenly one of the subjects started to develop and all the kids gravitated toward it. And in an hour's time, and it was 45 minutes and we didn't have things really together yet. And suddenly it's crunch time. And there is a live recording of those 15 participants and from age 5 to age 12 or 13. And when we did the show, we had a song.
Well, you know, when there's a deadline involved, they seem to rise to the occasion.
Well, sometimes.
Are we going to hear that song?
Check out a book and take a look. It's like planting a seed. The more you read, ideas will flow. Your brain will grow. Before you know, your face will glow. So check out a book. Check out a book. A book can take you any place, from a desert island to outer space. It'll put a smile upon your face when you are winning a daring race. Check out a book and take a look. It's like planting a seed. The more you read, ideas will flow. Your brain will grow. Before you know, your face will glow. So check out a book. A book can take you to foreign lands, ride a camel on desert sands, build a castle with your own hands, or play a horn in a marching band. Check out a book and take a look. It's like planting a seed. The more you read, ideas will flow. Your brain will grow. Before you know, your face will glow. So check out a book. A book can take you beneath the sea, meet your heroes from history, go to the jungle and live in a tree, and swing on a vine like a chimpanzee. Check out a book and take a look. It's like planting a seed. The more you read, ideas will flow. Your brain will grow. Before you know, your face will glow. So check out a book. Check out a book. Check out a book. Check out a book.
Good advice, not just for kids, but for everyone. That's a great song, Rich. In addition to work with children, you do some very meaningful work with the elderly population.
Well, when I bought that list of 2,000 nursing homes, I was taking a course in Milwaukee, and I opened the yellow pages, and there were 99 nursing homes in the Milwaukee phone directory. Huh. And I was calling from a pay phone, and by the time I'd made 4 calls, I had 3 gigs.
Wow.
And I realized, yeah, I'm on the right track here. My good friend and mentor, who many of you are going to know, Skip Jones.
Oh, sure. He was just here. Well,
Skip told me a long, long time ago. He said, Rich, you know, you're pretty good. You might get famous, but you might not.
Yeah.
He said, and you could apply yourself to that, but you might consider applying yourself to singing for existing communities of people who will love you. And I took that advice, and I decided to sing for people who were in nursing homes. And so for the first 10 years of my career, much of my work was in nursing homes.
Well, music can be so therapeutic. I have a good friend whose father was in an Alzheimer's unit at a nursing home down in New Glarus. And she took up the accordion and went in every week to play for the Alzheimer's patients. And she said it was just astounding what it accomplished. People who had not spoken in months and months were all of a sudden animated and speaking, and it can be very therapeutic. Now, you've actually studied some of this, haven't you?
Well, I took a course that really gave me some dramatic tools in neurolinguistics, and right after I got done with that, I had learned just stuff I was extremely excited about, and I got a gig at an Alzheimer's home. And it was a small home with, I think, 16 people. And at the end of my show, I was shaking hands with a guy named Ernie, and he just stood there and he went, wonderful, 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 wonderful.
Wow.
And I could just barely understand that he was saying wonderful.
Yeah.
And he did that for 2 or 3 minutes, and I just held his hand until somebody took his arm and led him down the hall. And the director of the program said, I love what you do here. The way you relate to my people is so special. I want you to come every week. And so the next week I was there, and I was telling a story about horses. And I caught Ernie's eye, and I said, Ernie, did you ever have any horses? And he said, well, of course, I grew up on a farm. And you could have heard a pin drop because no one had ever heard Ernie speak before.
Wow.
And the next week I was talking about horses, because anytime I'm in, you know, a small town Midwest especially, horses and farming are going to be a subject that I include. And I said, Ernie, how many horses did you have? And he said, 6, 7, 8, 9, and some I can't remember. Just as clearly as anybody that you'd expect to interact with on a daily basis. And the director of the program was in the room, and she said, Rich, I wish you could teach this to my staff. We've been caring for Ernie for 3 whole years and never had an intelligible response from the day they brought him in the door here.
No kidding.
And so that means every single person in Ernie's life thinks Ernie's not home anymore. And I was only there an hour, but I approached with respect and with languaging that matched Ernie's languaging and a subject that he was motivated by.
And the expectation that he would be able to respond.
And the fact is, if I'd have said, Ernie, did you ever have any horses? And he would have not responded, it would have been very well left a rhetorical question. Mm-hmm. and on to a song about horses or farming.
Boy, that's powerful. Must be very gratifying to do that kind of work.
It really is. I really love working with that population.
What's one of the songs you might sing that they could relate to like that?
Well, I'm going to sing you a song about springtime, planting, fall harvest. Many of you will know this song. Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Feel it trickle in your clothes. Blow that dust caked from your nose and hear the tractor's steady roar. No, you can't stop now. You've got a quarter section more or less to go. Figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, so you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out of hair. Every ride is a gain. There's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Kuzak down the road, heartache, hail, and hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and moved to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack, and he died at 42. You could see it coming on, because he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you will be wet, clear through. The air is getting cooler now, so pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. And if your harvest is any good, money just might cover all the loans you've mortgaged all you own. Buy your kids a winter coat. Take a trip back east for Christmas if you can. All summer you hang on, so tied to the land. Good times come and go, but at least there's rain. This won't be barren ground when September rolls around. So watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. Put another season's promise in the ground.
That's a song that gets me choked up every time. Just a beautiful song, Stan Rogers.
Stan is my favorite. When I took up the guitar, I didn't start playing guitar till I was 29. I was playing the fiddle in a wonderful band, but I needed to be a soloist, and so I started, and I was living in the woods in northern Wisconsin, and musically, the one thing I worked for is my guitar playing. Everything else was pretty much given to me. But I worked at that guitar playing, and I moved to Madison in 1986 because I wanted to sing on State Street. I'd seen people doing that, and I thought, this is...
Busking on State Street?
Busking on State Street. I said, I can polish my chops, and I made my whole living busking for 1 year, and I knew I could be free to do anything I wanted after that.
You mentioned, I believe, that you met Stan Rogers.
No, I didn't meet
Stan. You saw him. I envy you that. No?
No. No, Stan was gone just before I discovered his music. But, you know, back in the day, many of my friends told me, record Simply Folk off the air. So I've got all these staticky recordings and many Stan Rogers songs, and that's how I learned them.
Yep. Lots of LPs, and we have some wonderful archive recordings, too, that Tom Martin Erickson made. And
actually, somebody gave me a recording... like that of the Rogers Family Reunion program. And
we've talked a little bit about your work with the elderly and with children and neurolinguistics. And you are also an active member of the Madison Songwriters Guild. Tell me about that. What does the guild do, and what do you do with them?
Well, I joined the board of the Madison Songwriters Guild several years back. We had a songwriters group that met in Willie Porter's living room back in
wow.
1990, I think it was, 90, 91, and 92. And I went to those circles, and I only had like three or four songs that I'd written total at that time. And I would go anyway, and I would encourage people, go hang out with songwriters, even if you've never written and don't even think you want to write. Go hang out with songwriters. Go to these events. On last Wednesday night, we had our songwriter critique, and we have that the third Wednesday every month at Noodles Restaurant on University Avenue. And on the second Wednesday, we have Tune Up Your Songwriting at the Willie Street Co-op in the meeting room, and we have some interesting times there. And on the fourth Wednesday, we put on a songwriter in the round. And I've put on 22 songwriter nights at Waterhouse Foods in Lake Mills, and we're taking off while they move their restaurant to a new building that they just bought. And so that's what Madison Songwriters Guild
keeps you pretty busy. Is there a lot of collaboration between songwriters, particularly folk songwriters?
You know, I have been looking for collaborators and found very few. Folk songwriters seem to go it alone a lot, but I just took a songwriter course from the Nashville Songwriters International group last weekend, and it was all about collaborating and the business of commercial songwriting, and it was really interesting. And
I can imagine that's a field that's really changing and evolving, isn't it?
Well, the bar is getting higher and higher. One of the people who presented some songs said that their song rights organization said 10 years ago, I'd have been calling a publisher for you with the songs you have today, you know, but that was 10 years ago.
Well, let's hear another song.
All right.
You're listening to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guest in the studio is Rich Bauman. You are welcome to join the conversation on Facebook. Just look for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I've put a link to Rich's website there as well. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, you're welcome to do that. Well, Rich, we were talking about songwriting and songwriters guilds. And what's the next song you'd like to do?
Well, most of my things are songs that find me. And this is an example of that. It's a song that... The first time I heard it, it was presented by Chico Schwal. He's the songwriter. And I said, Chico, I got to have that song. And he says, okay. And he gave me the record. And it was at a Folk Alliance event. And it's called Teshuvah. Now that the leaves are down, the sky is so much closer. And when the moon is down, all the stars are clear. Now that the wind has blown, I feel the waves of changes like ripples from a stone, the turning of the year. Now that the year is old, it waits till we're not looking, steps out into the cold, it's gone where it came from. Now that the fire has burned and all that's left is ashes, what is it we have learned and what is yet to come? This fragile life is like a candle in the night. Migrating geese are calling, the sky is filled with light. When I am on my own, the sounds of life are moving like water on a stone. They ripple and they sing, touching the healing hand and turning toward the center. Let me know who I am and how to let it ring. This fragile life is like a candle in the night. Migrating geese are calling, the sky is filled with light.
Teshuvah is the name of that song, written by William Chico Schwal. There is such a sense of warmth and inclusion in the music that you choose. Do you purposefully do that, or are you just drawn to those kinds of songs? Is that where your heart is?
Well, thank you so much. What really happens is the one part of this, that the work that I really do, is that I only learn songs that really touch me deeply, because it takes me so much time and effort to learn the lyrics. Lyrics are not the thing that comes into me automatically. So,
one of the performers who touches me with nearly every single one of her songs is Kate Wolfe. Do you know you? Of course, you know her music.
I love Kate. I got to see her several times. One of the times was a house concert with Larry Long and Kate Wolfe in Northern
Wisconsin.
That must
have been pretty special. Holy
cow.
Yeah,
that was great. And then I saw her in Hayward at a concert, and I told her, I says, "Kate, I really want to include Give Yourself to Love on my next recording." And she gave me the record, and with her blessing said,
"In
absolutely
the spirit of
it."
Kate Wolfe. Wow.
Wow.
Let's hear that one, Give Yourself to Love.
My friends all gathered round, something I would say, that which brings us together here will bless us all today. Love has made a circle that keeps us all inside, and strangers are as family, and loneliness can't hide. So give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your heart to the tears and the laughter. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. I've walked these mountains in the rain. I've learned to love the wind. I've been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. I always knew that I'd find you, but I never did know how. And like sunshine on a cloudy day, you stand before me now. So give yourself to love. If Love is what you're after. Open up your heart to the tears and the laughter. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Love is born of fire. Love is planted like a seed. Love can give us everything. Love gives us what we need. Love comes when you're ready. It comes when you're afraid. Love will be our greatest teacher and the best friend that we've made. Give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your heart to the tears and the laughter. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Now my anniversary will be on New Year's Day. And when I sang it to my beautiful wife Shirley at our wedding, I sang, I give myself to love because love is what I'm after. I open up my heart to the tears and the laughter. I give myself to love. I give myself to love. I give myself to love.
Beautiful. And I hope Shirley is listening. What anniversary will it be?
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, sorry. At least you have an easy date you can remember.
We're in the beginning of our third decade together.
Wow, congratulations.
And we waited the first one before we had the ceremonial.
Are you both musicians?
No, but Shirley wrote the best song at our songwriters retreat that we had. We had a retreat with Trett Fury leading it.
Oh, and, she's great.
And so Shirley has a songwriting credit with Trett Fury.
Pretty
That's
cool.
That's very cool. Shirley did all the lyric and the words, and then Trett put it to music, and there's a video on YouTube of it.
Wow. Well, we have time for one more. What would you like to close with?
Another song that seized me the first time I ever heard it, my dear friend Dave Schindel is the writer. It's the title song for my newest record that is in the final stages. I've sent out some preview copies already, and it's called What Would Love Do? What would love do? If love were me and you, what would love be? If love were you and me, let's put love in charge of what we hold in review and do what love would do. What love would do would be so good for me and you. Such a sad thing, we ever fuss and fight. Such a mad thing, we care so much. Who's wrong or right? Building higher walls instead of working through. Is that what love would do? What love would do will be so good for me and you. Love would never stand and judge. Love would never hold a grudge. Love would never be unkind with the truth. That's not what love would do. What love would do would be so good for me and you.
we do? If love were me and you, let's give love the lead and let love see us through and do what love would do. What love would do will be so good for me and you.
What would love do? Love the message.
Thank you.
My guest for this part of Simply Folk has been Rich Bauman. Thank you so much for coming in, Rich.
Oh, thanks.
Been a pleasure to hear the big voice and the guitar right across from me. Very powerful.
Oh, thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure for me as well.
Well, you keep a pretty busy performance schedule, and you can find that along with his music and a number of CDs for sale and songs for sale. Gosh, you've got about a half a dozen CDs and a brand new one out. All of that, information about educational programs and therapeutic programs, all on the website, which is richbauman.com, and that is richbauman.com. Thanks very much, Rich.
Oh,
Stay in touch.
Thanks again.
All right.